This is a song originally by Paul Wright. It's a contemporary Christian, maybe Christian rock song, but you might be familiar with it. It's called Your Love Never Changes. And it pretty much says it for me. I don't know how much you all know about me, where I've been for the past 6 months, but you know, when you mess up a lot and you take a beating from what you do, you say enough's enough and I'm sick of it. So here goes. I'm tired of falling on my face, Lord. Get up and tell myself, whoa, whoa. I'm tired of singing the same songs, la da la da, oh, whoa. So high, I'm so low, I'm so hot, I'm so cold. So young, but I'm feeling so old. I'm at peace, I'm at war. I want less, I want more. I want it all, but I don't know what it's for. All that I am is all that you see. When nobody is looking at me, I fall on my knees and call on your name. And you love me just the same. Whoa. 'Cause your love, it never changes, no. Yeah, you love me just the same. Whoa. 'Cause your love, it never changes, no. I'm back on the right track again. I'm back hanging with the right friends. I'm back on my feet again, kicking back high and laughing. I'm so high, I'm so low, I'm so hot, I'm so cold. So young, but I'm feeling so old. I'm at peace, I'm at war. I want less, I want more. I want it all, but I don't know what it's for. All that I am is all that you see. When nobody is looking at me, I fall on my knees and call on your name. And you love me just the same. Whoa. 'Cause your love, it never changes, no. Yeah, you love me just the same. Whoa. 'Cause your love, it never changes, no. Yeah, you love me just the same. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, every day. Yeah, you love me just the same. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, every day.
All right, this morning, if you got my Facebook post, you know that this morning I decided not to put together a message. I just figured we'd see what the Holy Spirit leads on the spot. Always fun and always exciting being in that position up here, but hey, that's all right. So I just wanted to read the scripture reading, though, this morning. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and read verses 14. Second Corinthians 5, verses 14 through 21. I'm going to ask that when you get there, please stand to show reverence for the Word of God as we read it. And if you don't have a Bible, see me after service so I can give you a Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 through 21. Now the reading of the Word of God. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled to us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors. Although God were making his appeal through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. We praise God for this portion of his holy word. This is the word of God. Amen. You may be seated. Again, we hold above our head to show its authority over us in everything we say and do. All right, so this is the part where I say, okay, Holy Spirit, kick in. Obviously, this Sunday is the first Sunday of the new year. I'm reminded of something that's talked about in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, that where God says, behold, I make all things new. And of course, in that context, it's talking about the new heavens and the new earth, the new Jerusalem that will be brought forth. But God does make all things new. No matter what you think, usually when it comes to New Year's, for most people, there's a little bit of an excitement to it. Because in a sense, it's able to allow your mind to stop and think, okay, that year might have been rough, but hey, we got a whole new year to go forward. And there's this idea of something is new. I could start again, right? It's really what New Year's comes down to. That's the way most people look at it. You know, that's not far off from what Scripture tells us. We know Paul says, I strive to go towards what is ahead and forgetting what is behind me. There's power in the idea of making things new, starting over, knowing that there's something that could be much greater ahead of us. That is exactly what Jesus is. Jesus came to make things new. He took the old, in the old law, in the Old Testament, a system that it worked, but it wasn't perfect, because you still had sin, and it was only temporarily covered until the next sacrifice. Jesus came, put that aside, and made all things new. In our own lives, before we came to Christ, we were dead in our sins, spiritually empty, bankrupt, separated from God. No matter how good of a person I try to be, I ain't going to get there on my own. Jesus made all things new because by his death and resurrection and his shed blood, Scripture says, when I confess that and believe it, make him my Lord, that I'm going to live for him. His blood covers my sins and he makes all things new. And as we just read, accounted to me as righteousness. And therefore, I now have a relationship with Almighty God, because he has made it new. I don't know about you, but I got a lot of stuff in my past. I'm glad that God doesn't count against me anymore. Isn't that what I just read? It does not count man's sins against them. Thank the Lord that God has a shorter memory with those things than a lot of people do. God makes all things new. And so, you know, when you look at the new year, I don't even like, you know, everyone talks about resolutions. I'm very scared about it because, you know, the Bible says, let your yes be yes and your no be no. So if it's not something you hold up to, you probably shouldn't make a resolution about it. You're better off probably making a new year revolution. Isn't that a joke? On one of those Geico commercials, the kid says a revolution. He says, don't you mean a resolution? But a revolution's like taking a stand for something. And you know, I'm sure the past year, we all have our ups and downs. And praise God for what he's done in this past year in the church. We've seen many people come and get saved. We've seen a lot of people overcome a lot of bondage that has happened. For the first time in 5 years, the church was in the positive. You know, there's been a lot of outreach that's taken place. God blessed us with a building where youth group can meet, and we can be, you know, a part of the community, and we received an award for that. Being, you know, and it's turned out to an outreach where people come over to the thrift store and ask for prayer requests and have come to church. So God has done a lot of great things. You know, I think back 2 years ago, see what would have been, 2012, we took a step of faith and going forward with changing our name to Grace Community Church, so that the community knows it doesn't matter what your background is, everyone is welcome. We're a community church, okay? We're not going to worry about denominations. We're a community church. And that was a step of faith. Last year we took the step of faith of the building across the street, and you know, that's awesome, but I think this year we can do even better. Because if God is my God and all things are possible, I know we can do even better. And really, I'm not so much concerned about, you know, a building or finances. I'm talking about a revelation within our heart, a revival within our heart, a revolution within our heart. Being renewed and understanding that we need to be able to have a viewpoint that with God, He is not satisfied with just mediocreness. And He is not satisfied with us just being okay where we're at. And God is not just satisfied with you being maybe in a situation that you've always been or feeling like the world is against you. Because Scripture talks about the fact that we are more than conquerors in Jesus Christ. Amen. He wants you to be able to break free of the things that are holding you back in your life. Okay? So part of that is an understanding of the power and the authority that is that comes through the Holy Spirit. And if you don't understand it and you just think that you're supposed to live day-to-day life just as you go and take it as it comes and think that the world's just supposed to beat up on you, then you're not understanding really who you are and who you're called to be. You're called to be so much more. That scripture I read, it says that we are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. And I know I've preached on that before many times. An ambassador represents somebody in a foreign land. Guess what? This is not our home. We are in a foreign land, but we are called to be ambassadors in this land for the Lord Jesus Christ until He calls us home. Amen? So, you know, as we look at new beginnings, as we look at a new year, you know, I'd be lying if I didn't say I'm sure there's going to be difficulties that come, because there will always be difficulties to come. It is the testing of our faith that leads to the perseverance and the growth and the maturity within our lives. And so we should never fear those difficulties, but we should always be looking and seeking how God is trying to change and mold my heart for the better. So with that perspective, there's an understanding that I can do all things through Christ, and everything that is going to take place in my life as I am seeking Him and being obedient and trusting in Him is going to lead to a victory. It's going to lead to a victory. This year, maybe I think we need to pray more for more wisdom and discernment in our lives. A lot of times as we're, you know, talking amongst each other, together, a lot of the problems and issues in our lives, a lot of them is because of a lack of wisdom and discernment that we've had on our part in making decisions. And God, I'm sure, is just shaking His head thinking, I've given you everything. I've given you the kingdom. I've given you the power of my word. I've given you the power to confess. I've given you the power to pray for the power of healing and cast out demons and all those things. They're all through the power of the name of Jesus Christ. And so that's why we need to make sure that we're praying for the wisdom and discernment of God's word working in us and being applied then out of us. Amen. I think about being refreshed by God's Spirit. You know, sometimes you can have a tendency of slipping back. Sometimes you can have a tendency of falling back into the same old patterns and the same old flesh. And you know, as a believer who's already tasted the goodness, after a while you just know that starts to make you feel a bit sick, because you know that's not who you are anymore. And so I think we need to be encouraging each other in God's word. You know, I hope you guys, I'm never going to tell you to do something, number one. I'm never going to have you do something that I wouldn't do myself,
number two. But one thing that I would hope that, since this is the beginning of a new year, that you guys would pray about is, number one, really pray about how you can get into God's Word more and hear His teaching, more than just on a Sunday, whether it's a Bible study when we have it, whether it's a small group, whether it's something new that maybe you guys say that we'd like to have and I could look into, whether it's listening to some great teachers, you know, on the Christian stations, or listening to some of the great preachers on TV. But at least get into the Word a little bit more this year. Secondly, pray about serving a little bit more this year. Pray about serving. Maybe, you know, commit yourself at least an hour or two to serving the Lord in some way a week. There are a lot of needs in this church. And quite frankly, you know, I know I can't do them all. You're going to ship me off to sea. And there's a lot of other people that we can't have everyone doing the same things all the time. We as a church, if you're a part of the body of Christ here, are called to serve. And so this year I pray that you pray and ask the Lord, show me where is my heart? Do I like working with people? Do I like ministering to maybe older people? Do I like ministering to younger people? Do I have a talent with a musical gift? Am I good with computers? Am I good with encouraging? Am I good with praying? Everyone has something, because Scripture tells us. And so I really challenge you to pray about it and think about it and talk with me about it. And let's see maybe what the Lord's going to do. Because I really believe that there is so much potential right here within this body of Christ, and we haven't even scratched the surface of it. Some of it is because sometimes we're worried to step out in faith and take a chance at doing something new. Some of us were just so caught up in the everyday routine of going to work and coming home and eating and then getting the kids ready for bed and blah, 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 same routine over and over. And guess what? A lot of us, we go through those routines. But at the end of the day, when you stand before God, God's going to say, yeah, so, okay, you did your responsibilities, but what about me? We got to understand that God placed us here. Yes, it's good. He's blessed many of us with families. And with families, there's responsibility of paying bills, and there's responsibility of doing the things we need to do. But ultimately, God has called us in some way to touch other people's hearts, specifically to share the gospel of Jesus. If God is keeping track of anything, it is that. Who of my children are being the ambassadors that are going out and touching other people's hearts? I don't know about you, but at the end of a week of some hard work, you know, it is nice to put that paycheck in the bank account, right? But when it's all said and done, when you stand before God, it ain't going to say, Jeremy Bennick, and this is your bank account number. He's going to say, well, these are how many people, through me, these are how many people that you've affected their lives. This is how many people gave their life because you were obedient enough to share my love with them. I don't know about you, but I think that's a much more satisfying thing to be focused upon. We have our responsibilities, and that's important. We need to be good stewards. But I think this year we need to be able to come into, you know, listen, God's, we all joke around. If you live here, you know, we all joke around about living in the coal region. It is a place unlike any other. Okay. Yeah, I've been to a couple other places. We moved around a lot. My dad had a lot of other churches, a lot of other places. The coal region is its own unique place. The coal region is starving for the love of God. Amen. And God has entrusted us with that love to share with the coal region. And so, you know, those times when you're a little tired, those times you really don't feel like it, remember that God has a calling for each of us to share His love and His grace and His mercy and His power to the people in this valley. And he's given us that responsibility. And I don't know about you, but I think it's something we should take to heart and be passionate about. You know, if God didn't lay that upon my heart, I would have moved out of here a long time ago. Vicky probably would have pulled me pretty quick. But you got to really see, you know, you got to have a passion. You got to have a love for God. And in that, it's going to turn into a love for people. And don't get me wrong, people drive me crazy a lot of times. People probably drive you crazy a lot of times. But we see past that to allow God to work in us and through us so that we can help show the power of God in other people's lives. You know, I'm not worried about how many people show up on a Sunday. Scripture says where two or more are gathered, I'm in this place. Would it be nice to be packed? Sure, it'd be nice. But I'd be more important about those of us that are here, are we making a difference for the Lord? There are a lot of people in this valley that, believe it or not, do not know how to have eternal life. That if they died tonight, they have no clue. There are a lot of people that go to bed tonight thinking that if they would die tomorrow, they have no assurance of heaven. If I die tonight, I know I'm going to heaven because I know who Jesus is. I've asked him to be my Lord and Savior. His blood covers my sins and I'm saved. You know what an assurance that is to me? What about the times in my Christian walk when I mess up and I'm not where I should be? You know what an assurance it is to know that my God still loves me, just like the song was? He loved me the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Despite my stupidity, my unfaithfulness, my rebellious heart at times. But the assurance of God's love that's forever and eternal. There are a lot of people that we see every day in this valley that don't have that. And they're just trying to make it the best they can. But making it the best they can isn't going to be good enough when you actually go before Almighty God. And so I pray that this year there is an urgency in reaching into the hearts of the people that surround us. You know, some of the things we can pray about, you know, we already every Sunday at 12:30, our message goes on the AM station. You know, this year I'm really praying about trying to get some sort of like live streaming online so people can watch a service live online while we're having it. I know it's expensive. The thing that's expensive, but I still want to find out about is about on TV. Any way we can get in homes into the valley to get the gospel in there. Because it is about the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is what changes us. It's not about popularity for the church or for the pastor. It's not about, again, it's not about big numbers. It is about leading people to a relationship with God. Because in the end, eternity is longer than now. And so in this new year, I hope all of us can pray and focus on the fact that, hey, this is a new start. God's done a lot. Listen, God has already by far shown his goodness and faithfulness in the last couple of years and beyond. He has already proven himself more than he needs to prove himself. I think it's time we show a little appreciation in the way we go about our business and serving the King, taking it serious. I think there's some things that we need to make sure that we get a little bit more disciplined in as a church. There are some things that we get a little bit better organized in as a church. There are some things that we step up to the plate as a church and start making a difference in the valley we live. And if you think about it, just as parents and grandparents, do you want your children growing up in a valley without God or a valley that is seeing revival and seeing God? I don't know about you, but I want my daughters to grow up in a place where the name of Jesus isn't afraid to be spoken or preached. And that people know that there's a God that loves you, and despite your failures or downfalls, and despite there's other churches out there that will turn you away because of your past sin, to know that there is a God that will forgive you despite it all, and love you, and bring you from that place to a better place by his praise and his glory. Amen. So I think we need to keep those things in mind as we look into the new year. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for all that you do. I thank you for each person that is here this morning. Lord, I pray right now that you would place upon their hearts those things that you are leading them towards, to know that they play such an important part of this body. No one is greater than another. From the person to the last person sitting in the pew in the back to me standing up here, we are all equal in your eyes and important to the work of your glory. Lord God, first off, I pray that if there's anyone here that has never received Jesus as their Savior and does not have that assurance, that this morning they would pray to receive him. And it's not just about saying a prayer. It is about, with sincerity, making a confession. Pray, Lord God, that right now, between them and you, they would confess that they are a sinner, as we all are. They would confess that Jesus is the Son of God. Confess that they believe he died on the cross and he rose from the grave. And that they would ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into their heart so that we no longer live for ourselves, but we now live for you. In that, Lord God, we know your word says that we find eternal life in that, and our sins are covered by the blood of Jesus, and we have eternal life. Lord God, for those of us that we are saved, we've given our life, but you know we've slacked, maybe we've even backslidden, Lord, we pray for a refreshing spirit within our heart. Renew the fire, Lord God, within our soul of the goodness of you and what you have called and placed upon us. Lord God, help us not to be complacent in our walk with you. Lord God, I pray everyone that is here would be excited and look forward to Sunday mornings, to be able to come and worship you, to come and hear your word, because it's not my words, it is your word that comes and brings conviction or change or encouragement, Lord God. And in a world that is so upside down, oh, how we need that. I pray, Lord God, for families in this church. Families, Lord God, that are struggling. Families, Lord God, that are hurting, where there is strife. Lord God, families where it's hard because of just situations in general with work or whatever the case may be. Lord, we pray that you would be working in those situations. Lord God, I pray for those that have been stuck in bondage of their own addictions, bondage of things, Lord God, that we've been held in that we just feel like we can't break through. Lord God, we pray that we would see a breakthrough, Lord God, through the power of your Holy Spirit and in the name of Jesus Christ, to cast away those things that hold us in bondage because they have no authority over us, Lord God. Lord God, as a church, we pray that we'd rise up and we would be a shining light in the Panther Valley and surrounding areas. Lord God, we pray for your glory. We pray for your honor to take place within our lives. We thank you for this new year. We really thank you for the newness that comes through Jesus Christ our Lord. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.